Hello, everybody. It is Alexa. I just finished a gig and it was stressful, so I'm trying to kind of decompress a little bit here in my car before I go back to the real world. So I figured what I would do is yawn while I'm talking and try out the really fun accent challenge that Trees GWA posted over on GWA Backstage. I quite like it, so I want to give it a go. And I'm gonna answer the questions, like, you know, kind of, maybe I'll play up my southern accent a little bit, because it's there when I get lazy, like when I talk too fast, or if I get tipsy, then it's there. For the most part, it's not, but I'll play it up for this. Yeah? And I might run through the pronunciation list in a different accent or two, because I have a couple up my sleeve. I'm kind of a mimic, and like, when I travel, all I do is repeat phrases that I hear that sound, you know, really interesting to me. And it's kind of an obsession. Let's get started. Number one, how do you pronounce your username? So it's Alexa YVO. Some people think it's Alexa Evo, but it's not. It's an acronym, and it's a secret acronym, but you can probably guess what VO stands for. Where are you from in the world? So I'll say the southern part of the United States. That's as much as I'll narrow it down. What is it called when someone throws toilet paper on the house? That would be called rolling. Definitely called rolling. And I never got rolled in middle school. I was always afraid I was going to be. And then later I realized, like, the people who got rolled were the girls that, like, guys liked. They go roll their houses because that's how, you know, dumb adolescent boys show affection. So thinking back now, damn it, I feel rejected. but, you know, I'll heal in time. Number four, what is that bubbly carbonated drink called? It is called soda. In the land of the South, everyone thinks that it's a blanket term for, like, Coke. It just covers everything. But no, man, if I want Sprite, I'm going to say Sprite. Specify always. So I call, as the blanket term, it's soda. It's not pop, you weirdos in the Midwest and the North. Soda. Which I don't drink that much of, but sometimes, man, it's the most southern recipe in the world. You get a glass bottle of, like, you know, cane sugar Coke, and you empty a pack of salted roasted peanuts in there, and it is the best tasting thing on a hot summer day that you've ever had in your life. It's salty sweet while you're drinking it, and then by the time you get to the bottom, you've got Coca-Cola marinated peanuts. Like, beat that. So if you want to be about as old school southern as you can get, do that and thank me later. Number five, what term do you use for gym shoes? Sneakers. They are sneakers. Although I love in the UK that they're called trainers. Like really fresh ones. Yeah. Like no scuffs and none of that. Like, you know, if you keep them clean and nice. Yeah. Like the white on the bottom and all that. Like I really like a fresh pair of kicks, like a nice pair of trainers. You look like well fresh in it. Yeah, so I think that's cool. But I call them sneakers. Number six, what do you call your grandparents? So I have a Grammy. I had a Poos. He was my Greek grandpa. And then I had a grandmom and a papa. But my Grammy actually goes by Meemaw to some of my cousins. And I just can't. Nope. It's about the most southern thing you can call your grandmother. But no, she's Grammy to me. Number seven, what do you call the thing with wheels used to carry groceries in the supermarket? It is a cart. It is a shopping cart. It's not a trolley. And it's not a buggy. I laugh. I like trolley actually better than buggy. I dated a guy who called it a buggy. It's a very southern thing to call it. And I would crack up when we go shopping together. And he'd say, grab a buggy. No, 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 son. I'll grab a shopping cart. It's the preferred nomenclature. Number eight, what do you use to change channels on a TV? That would be a remote. That's it. Just a remote. Number nine, choose any book and read a random passage. Okay, so I'm reading a biography of Marie Antoinette right now called Marie Antoinette, The Journey by Antonia Fraser. And I'm reading about, right now they're talking about Marie Antoinette's daughter, Marie Therese, and how she's kind of a prickly little thing. It says, the girl in question was not an easy character. A portrait painted of her this year shows, this year, they're referring to the year that, you know, they're discussing in the book. A portrait painted of her this year shows the wide eyes of the mother, but also a small mouth with the corners turned down. This is still recording good. With the corners turned down, the impression given is of a certain despondency, confirmed by her nickname of Mousseline la Sérieuse. She was also very haughty, very much a Bourbon. Although the Comte de Hezequier, as a Frenchman, said that it was the Austrian pride of her mother that had to be corrected, in fact, the reverse was true. It was Marie Antoinette, aware of the disastrous results of endless deference paid to the children of France by self-promoting courtiers, who took various measures to curb her daughter's arrogance. Poor children were imported as playmates. Madame Vigée Lebrun, who painted Marie-Thérèse several times, described how a peasant child was sat down with her at dinner, Madame Royale being instructed to do the honors. On another occasion, her toys were given away to the needy by the queen. The result, not surprisingly, was that Marie-Thérèse much preferred the father who bestowed on her uncritical adoration. Yeah, I'm with you, Marie. I'm loving that book, though. Now you know about Marie Antoinette's daughter a little bit. So, let's see. I chose my book. I read a passage. Do I personally think I have an accent? I do, like I said, when I'm lazy or when I am drunk. Southern drawl is real easy when you're lazy because all of a sudden the words just blend together and it sounds right. But if I need to, then I lose that pretty quickly. I can do some just generalized pronunciation pretty easily. And sometimes I'll actually sound a little more Californian almost because I'll try to lean away from the Southern twang and overcompensate and sort of end up sounding really laid back. But yeah, I don't know. I think I have a slight accent. It only comes out during certain times. And now, it's time for the pronunciations. So I'll do them in a Southern accent. I'll play it up for the sake of that. Let's get going on them. Say these words. Aunt, envelope, theater, caught, salmon, bacon, macaroon, caramel, fire, tomato, coupon, not coupon. You coupon people are crazy. It's coupon. Herb, pecan, both, again, root, probably, sovereign, lawyer, mirror, water, mayonnaise, oregano, pajamas, iron, naturally, aluminum, GIF, New Orleans, or Narlins, crackerjack, doorknob, Alabama, mobile, country, biscuit, and garage. I'm still pronouncing it in my English pronunciation in my head. Garage. I'm gonna take it again in a couple different little accents because I have a tour of the UK I can pull off. So yeah, I'll do like Essex first. Yeah, like ant, like envelope, theater, court, salmon, bacon, macaroon, caramel, fire, tomato. Actually, be more like tomato. Coupon, herb. No, wait, we're in the UK, you gotta use the H. Herb. Fresh herbs. Pecan, yeah? Both. Again. Root. Probably. Sovereign. Lawyer. Mirror. Water. Mayonnaise. Oregano. Pajamas. Iron. Natural. Nope, I always go New Zealand when I say naturally. But that's not the accent I'm trying to do. So I need to like tone it down. Get rid of the New Zealand one. Whenever I do Essex, it kind of like wants to go that way. It's really strange. So let me go back to Essex. Where was I? oregano, pajamas, iron, naturally, aluminium, GIF, New Orleans, crackerjack, doorknob, Alabama, mobile, country, nope, not country. No, I'm not being not Yorkshire. Country. There you go. Country. Biscuit. Garage. And then I'll go through with my posh one too, because I quite like my posh one. So I'd say it is aunt, envelope, theatre, court, salmon, bacon, macaroon, caramel, fire, tomato, coupon, herb, pecan, both, again, root, probably, sovereign, lawyer, mirror, water, mayonnaise, oregano, pajamas, iron, naturally, aluminium, gif, New Orleans, crackerjack, doorknob, Alabama, Alabama, mobile, country, biscuit, and garage. And those are my two, like, go-to, but I, you know, I listen to Yorkshire as well, so a lot to do that. Thanks, Gogglebox. Ellie and Izzy on Gogglebox. I repeat everything they say. And there's more. There's Irish. There's Scottish. Macaroon. Caramel. That's Scottish. What would be an Irish one? Mare. Water. Mayonnaise. Yeah, I could do that. There's a lot, and they're really fun, and I really, like I said, there's something about learning an accent and getting the tiny things that validate it, that make it click and sound authentic. That is so fun for me. There's, like, little keys to turn. Learning, for example, a lot of English pronunciation, like UK English, the TU sound, it changes to, like, a chu. So, like, tulip or stupid. I really like learning those little tricks, because it just sounds right, man. It just sounds right. It's authentic. So, it says, say any three words that come to your mind. So I'll say stupid, tulip, and, Tuesday. How about that? Stupid tulip Tuesday. That's kind of actually, wow, that's a tongue twister. Anyway, I could ramble in accents for a really long time, so I'll stop. This is long enough now. But I hope everybody's having a great day, and I hope that wasn't insanely boring. My God, what an exercise in narcissism I just did. Oh, good. It's so fun to talk about myself for 12 minutes. Good Lord. Anyway, mwah, besos, bisous, all the kisses to everyone. Ta for now.